The Mahabharata, Chapter 44, Matsya Defended. The fate of Kichaka made Draupadi an object of fear to the people of Virata. This woman is so beautiful that she captures all hearts, is as dangerous as she is lovely, for the Gandharvas guard her. She is a great danger to the people of the city and the members of the royal household, for the Gandharvas may stop at nothing in their jealous anger. It would be best to send her out of the city. Reflecting thus, the citizens went to Sudeshana and prayed to her to expel Draupadi. Sudeshana told Draupadi, "You are no doubt a very virtuous lady, but kindly leave our city. I have had enough of you." There was only 1 month more to complete the stipulated period of living incognito, and Draupadi begged earnestly to be permitted to stay just 1 more month, by when, she said, her Gandharva husbands would have realized their objects and would be ready to take her away with them. The Gandharvas would be very grateful to King Virata and his kingdom. And whether grateful or not, the Gandharvas could be deadly if irritated. Sudeshana was too afraid of Draupadi to refuse her request. From the beginning of the 13th year, the spies of Duryodhana, under his orders, had searched for the Pandavas in all possible places of hiding. After several months of futile search, they reported their failure to Duryodhana and added that probably the Pandavas had perished of privations. Then came the news that the powerful Kichaka had been killed in single combat by some Gandharva on account of a woman. There were only 2 persons who could kill Kichaka, and one of them was Bhima. And so Duryodhana suspected that Bhima might have been the vengeful Gandharva who had killed Kichaka. Duryodhana also felt that the lady who was the cause of the killing might be Draupadi. He said so in the open assembly. "I suspect that the Pandavas are in Virata's city. Now, he is one of the kings who's too stiff-necked to court our friendship. It would be a good thing to invade his country, carry away his cows. And if the Pandavas are hiding there, they will certainly come out to fight with us to repay Virata's hospitality. We can surely spot them. If we discover them before the stipulated time, they will have to go to the forest again for another 12 years. If, on the other hand, the Pandavas are not there, there is nothing lost." King Susharma, the ruler of Trigartha, heartily supported him. "The king of Matsya is my enemy, and Kichaka has given me a lot of trouble. Kichaka's death must have weakened Virata considerably. Give me leave to attack Virata now." Karna seconded this proposition. They unanimously came to the decision that Susharma should attack Matsya from the south, draw off the army of Virata for defense. Duryodhana, with the Kaurava army, would then launch a surprise attack on Virata from the northern side, which would be relatively undefended. Susharma invaded Matsya from the south, seized the cattle, laid waste the gardens and fields on the way. The cowherds ran in great distress to Virata, who now very much wished that Kichaka was alive, for he surely would have made short work of the raiders. When he said so to Kanka, the assumed name by which Yudhishthira was known in Virata's court, the latter said, "O king, be not worried. Even though I am a hermit, I am an expert in warfare. I shall put on armor, go in a chariot, and drive away your enemies. Please instruct that your cook, Valala, your stable keeper, Dharmagranthi, and your cowherd, Tantripala, may also get into chariots and help us. I have heard that they are great fighters. Kindly give orders that the necessary chariots and the weapons may be given to us." Delighted, Virata was only too willing to accept the offer. The chariots were ready. All the Pandavas, excepting Arjuna, went out with the army of Virata to oppose Susharma and his men. A fierce fight ensued between the armies of Virata and Susharma, with much loss of life on both sides. Susharma attacked Virata, surrounded his chariot, compelled him to get down and fight on foot. Susharma captured Virata, held him captive in his chariot. With the capture of Virata, the army of Matsya lost heart and began to scatter in all directions. This was when Yudhishthira commanded Bhima to attack Susharma and release Virata and rally the scattered Matsya forces. At these words of Yudhishthira, Bhima was about to uproot a tree. But Yudhishthira stopped him and said, "No, no such tricks, please. No battle cry either. Your identity will be revealed otherwise. Fight like anybody else from the chariot with your bows and arrows." Bhima accordingly got into the chariot, attacked the enemy, set Virata free, and captured Susharma. The dispersed forces of Matsya rallied into new formations, charged and defeated the army of Susharma. As soon as the news of Susharma's defeat reached the city, the people were jubilant. They decorated the city and went forth to welcome their victorious king back home. When they were thus making preparations to receive King Virata, the big army of Duryodhana came down on them from the north and began despoiling the cattle ranches on the outskirts of the city. The Kaurava army marched in force and rounded up the countless cows that were there. The leader of the cowherds ran to the city and sent to the prince, "O prince, the Kauravas are marching on, robbing us of our cows. King Virata has gone south to fight against Susharma, the king of Trigartha. We are in consternation as there is no one to protect us. You are the king's son, and we look to you for protection. Pray, come and recover the cows for the honor of our family." When the leader of the cowherds made this complaint to the prince, the son of King Virata, in the presence of the people and especially of the women of the palace, the prince felt flushed with valor and proudly said, "If only I can get someone to be my charioteer, I will recover the cows single-handed. Well, my feat of arms will be worth seeing, and people will know there is little to choose between Arjuna and myself." When the prince said these words, Draupadi was in the inner apartment and must have laughed to herself. She ran to Princess Uttara and said, "O princess, great danger has befallen the country. The cowherds have complained to the young prince that the Kaurava army is advancing on our city from the north. It has captured cattle ranches and cows on the outskirts. The prince is eager to fight them and is in need of a charioteer. Should such a small thing as that stand in the way of victory and glory? I tell you what, Brihannala has been Arjuna's charioteer. When I was in the service of the queen of the Pandavas, I heard of this fact, and I also know that Brihannala learnt archery from Arjuna. Order Brihannala immediately to go and drive the prince's chariot." The princess ran to her brother and said, "I learned from Sairandri, who has served in the Pandava court, that Brihannala is an expert charioteer and has actually been a charioteer to Arjuna, the Pandava hero. Take him. Go forth to save us. Cover yourself with glory." The prince agreed. At once, the princess ran to the dancing hall and informed Brihannala, Arjuna in disguise, that her services were required as a charioteer. She said, "The Kauravas are going away with the wealth and the cows of my father. These wicked men may have come taking advantage of the king's absence. Sairandri says that you have been Arjuna's charioteer. You have acquired dexterity in warfare. Go and drive the prince's chariot. Be not afraid. The prince will protect you."
Hiding a smile and with a proper show of hesitation and diffidence, Arjuna assented. He also pretended to be unfamiliar with armor, raised a laugh at his awkwardness in wearing it. The women of the palace laughed at his fears and told him again not to be afraid, for the prince would look after him. Arjuna spent some time in such fun, but when he harnessed the horses, it could be seen that at least he was an expert charioteer. And when he held the reins, the horses seemed to love and obey him. "The prince will be victorious. We shall despoil the enemy of their embroidered robes and distribute them to you as the prize of victory." These were the last words of Brihannala to the women of the palace as the chariot rapidly bore the prince outward to battle. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno Yatra Partho Dhanurtara Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tirmatirmima.